everybody. I'm Danielle McCartan from Bowmore Lanes, again in Chelsea Piers with Jason McCourty, who is now a Super Bowl champion. Let me tell you, first, before we get into anything else, I am so happy for you and I'm so proud of you. I was rooting for you guys. How does it feel?
It feels good. I think the most important part of it and the funnest part was just getting a chance to go through the journey, you know, alongside my brother and the rest of those guys in that locker room. I just had a ton of fun last year. You know, obviously, winning the big game is a great accomplishment. But that wasn't the best part for me. You know, the journey and the process of it was the best part. Going through that, the adversities, the ups and downs, being able to have my family across the street from Dez's family. The entire year, man, it was just a ton of fun.
And the ticker tape parade, extra special?
Yeah, you know, I've never been a part of that type of stuff. It was fun to take part in that from a professional level. But it's crazy, you know, you win the Super Bowl. We came home, we had the Bruins game, the Celtics game. Dev presented at the Grammy, so I flew out with him to L.A. We came back to Foxborough, and it was over. I remember seeing people throughout the offseason, like, you must still be high from the Super Bowl. And I'm just like, not really, man. I'm waking up early, getting the kids ready for school. It's just the high comes crashing down so fast. And that's why I think it was very important for me last year throughout the course of the season, is just to really, really take it in, you know. And I really focus on that each win, each day in the building, of just trying to take it in and savor each moment.
Now, I don't see any hardware. You guys didn't get the rings yet?
Not till June. So it's crazy. Dev has now about to have his third, and I think I've seen him wear his two rings maybe five times. So yeah. Everybody's told me you'll never wear it, but it's a cool thing to have.
I think you should. In my opinion, I would wear it all over. Now, 2019 Patriots. Hey, you know, Shiano was there for a blip in time. Mm-hmm. What happened with that?
I don't know. I saw that he just said he wanted to step away from family. And obviously for us, that was throughout the course of the offseason. So none of us were in the building. But I think I had talked to him earlier. And I think he just wants to focus on his family. Obviously with football, he's been fully engulfed in it probably for about 30 years now. So I think that's awesome, you know, that he wants to focus on his wife and his kids and just be able to be a presence and be there for them.
Yeah. I guess because Pat gave us 2 minutes already and he's watching this clock here. But I guess the message for Patriots fans in 2019, I mean, you're back. Is it pedal to the metal again, especially with Gronk retiring?
Yeah, I think for me, this will be year 11. You just learn to take it day by day. You don't win a Super Bowl in April. I think at this point, we're getting ready to start our off-season workouts, and that's the main focus. You know, for everybody that's involved, everybody on the team right now is focusing on strength and conditioning and getting your body in tip-top shape. So when it's time to get going, you're ready. So right now we're just focused on off-season workouts, OTAs, and mini camps and stuff.
But Gronk, I'm sure that's a big hole to fill, personality-wise, in the locker room, on the field. What do you miss most about him?
Man, I'm just really happy for him. I haven't really thought about missing him and all of that. Yeah. But a guy that's played 9 years in this league and has accomplished as much as he has, won multiple Super Bowls. So, I've seen him throughout the course of all season. He's just so happy. And I think for a guy that's played a long time like myself, when you see a guy have that happen, you're just extremely happy for him that he got to live out his dream and now he's going to enjoy life after football.
Hall of Famer?
You know, if I get a vote, he definitely gets my vote. So we'll see where he falls, but he's definitely a Hall of Famer.
All right, awesome. Well, you got to get back to the bowling event now. Thank you very much.
No
I can't
problem.
Wait to see the ring.
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Good to see you. Appreciate it.